News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, listen, we are down here in the State House broadcasting live, and it's been some more kind of a day. I mean, Birdman and I have been down here. Yeah, a beautiful, beautiful day. I mean, what do you think, Birdman? It was like, what, 65 degrees outside? Just sun was shining, blue skies, standing there next to the state capitol, the State House door, and literally just enjoyed being out there with 150 plus people who gathered up to hear myself and John Wall, who you just heard from, and Representative Charlotte Meadows, who you just heard from, and April Marie, who you also just heard from, all get out there and speak to the group about the importance of knowing who their legislators are and working the process by going to the State House and saying, hey, I know you got lobbyists. I know the School Board Association. I know the AEA, the Teachers Union, has lobbyists. But yeah, listen, we're parents, and we got a say in this too, and would love to have the opportunity. So Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth is coming. I think the Senate may have just adjourned, so he was sitting in the chair and had to preside over the adjournment, and that's pretty fair. That's like his exactly his job, you know. So we got to make sure he's allowed to do that. But we're gonna have him on here in just a minute. And then listen, this whole day, I didn't even do a triple dipper. I mean, basically, you got three scoops of the same thing. Three scoops of, and by the way, this is not three scoops of vanilla, man. This has been three scoops of Rocky Road. We are down here literally talking school choice left and right with people that are in the mix for you. There are people down here right now in the State House in Alabama where the sausage is made. I hear Montgomery. Where the door over the front of the State House has the emblazoned Latin phrase, we dare defend our rights. Well, I'm telling you what, we got to dare defend our kids. And so if you have any questions in your mind about whether or not, you know, you can walk in and see people, would they even receive? Of course you can. We had tons of kids in here today, man, wearing T-shirts that said, you know, my education matters, and walking around the State House and seeing their senators. I can tell you right now, when I was a state senator, that literally, you know, and the lobbyists knew this, by the way, because when I was leaving them, many of them told me that we always knew where you stood, but we also knew when you stood, we couldn't get you to move. And the thing that got me, though, when I had an issue that I was gray on was not the lobbyists, you know, swaying, you know, putting their opinion in front of me. It was not the 150 emails all looking exactly the same from the cut and paste, you know, version of an email. It was when a well-informed constituent would take the time to call me and to say, hey, Senator, this is what I think about that bill that I actually educated myself on. And that meant the world to me. Well, listen, he just walked in the room, so let me just go ahead without further delay. Thank my friend, Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth, who served first in the House of Representatives, hails from the Gunnersville area, and is now presiding over the Senate. I guess y'all just adjourned for the day, Governor?
We did, yeah, just adjourned. Okay. And, passed some really good military bills today.
So. Outstanding. Well, I'm partial to that.
Yeah.
Hey, Governor, we've been spending time today talking school choice the whole show, and you were out there with the crowd earlier today, and you had some words, too. Just in general, as one of the chief executives of the state who presides over the body that passes the laws, talk school choice from your perspective for a second.
Yeah, I mean, I think when you look at Alabama right now, our economy's doing well. You know, everybody thought we were going to lose, a congressional seat. We ended up not because our population grew 5%. You know, you look at what's going on in aerospace, you look at what's going on in automotive, you know, Alabama's economy's on fire. Obviously, one area we've got to improve on is education. And I think when you look at what other states have done, when you look at, obviously, the idea, the premise behind parents know what's best for a child, right? I've always believed that. You know, school choice is something that makes sense in Alabama. Now, look, is it going to solve all our educational problems? It's not. But it is a tool that's certainly going to help, you know, give people options. But if you look at the data, I mean, there's over 60 different studies that show that school choice, you know, works and actually improves. And you look at math proficiency, reading proficiency, where we're at the bottom in the U.S., those two specific areas and all those studies show an increase. And so we've got to do it. It increases competition. You know, let's just look at Montgomery, where we are right now. You've got kids that are trapped in failing schools. Their parents can't afford to go to a private school. This gives them a way out and hope, and that's what we got to do in Alabama.
Well, and you yourself, I mean, you and I have known each other for many, many years, and I knew you back, you know, when you were still high school age, and you personally had both public and private school in your own life, and,
yeah.
And your parents had the opportunity to do that, but not every parent has that ability. There's actually bills being floated right now through the legislative process that would even potentially allow the tax dollars to follow the child, which is a huge deal.
Yeah, it is, and I think that's something we've got to support. You know, I want to encourage people to contact your legislator and tell them to support this. The time is now. It's time to do it. And when you talked about, I went to a public school up until my sophomore year, and I took AP classes. I took, you know, the highest, you know, classes you could take at Boaz High School. And, you know, I transferred to Westbrook my junior and senior year to kind of get ready for college and to really try to take harder classes. I was a year behind. I was taking classes with my, you know, that were sophomores were taking.
Yeah.
And even though I was a junior. And so the idea that, you know, are there public schools that do really well? Yes, there are. But I can just tell you from my own personal experience, you know, I was taking AP European History, you know, AP Calculus at Boaz. And then when I transferred, I was a year behind. And so we've got to do a better job. And this idea that school choice is not going to help, it's just not accurate. I mean, it certainly will help. And it's one of the tools we've got to do. Another one, we got to get rid of tenure. I've been screaming that for years.
You just touched the third rail of education politics right there.
Yeah, but I mean, it's the right thing to do. Yeah, and, you know, I think when I remember when I ran for the House, probably part of the reason, you know, AEA spent a lot of money against me. I remember telling Henry Mabry, you know, he came up to meet with me in Gunnersville, and I was like, look, my kids are in public schools. You know, I appreciate what you're doing, but I'm never going to be for tenure. I mean, the reason why is because of an experience I had where I had an English teacher in high school. It was horrible. And guess what? They couldn't fire because of tenure.
We had a situation when I was in the Senate, and you were in the House. When I was in the Senate, I'll never forget, I think it was in Autauga County, the teacher of the year, like the best one they've got, they let her go because they had a reduction in force, and they had to keep the tenured senior teachers who were not performing to the level of the teacher of the year, and they had to let go of their best teacher. It was an amazing situation for me to watch. But that being said, you're right. There's a number of things that we need to change, not the least of which is the fact that this is not something that Alabama is creating out of whole cloth. This is not a new thing. I'm looking at stats right here. There's 56 other publicly funded private school choice programs in 26 states in D.C. and Puerto Rico. I mean, we're not creating something new. This is proven in other places.
Yeah, no, exactly. I think that's the point. And, I mean, you know, you look at Florida, you know, really interesting there when you look at African-American students in Florida. And I mentioned this today at the rally, but, you know, my understanding is they have 100,000 African-American students in Florida that are even in private or charter schools. Right, you look at that data, that's more than 30 states have total African-American students, period. And that's in private schools. So imagine if we can go into these inner cities, right, where we have generational poverty, generational failing schools, and give these students hope, what that will do for our state. It's going to help with getting them a job. It's going to help with getting them, you know, be able to provide for their family. It's going to reduce crime. It's going to reduce our prison population. And so, you know, it's a win-win. And look, we're not giving up on public schools. We want to help public schools. We want to make sure we incentivize people to go into education. I'm a believer that, you know, we got to really look at our pay scale in teachers because people aren't going into education. We got to incentivize some of the brightest minds to go into education. We need to make sure they're going to some of these rural areas where, you know, there's not options. And the other thing's this, we got to have public school choice too. It's not just private option.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, enrollment.
Right. I mean, so if, you know, for instance, like I live in the county right now in Marshall County. So, you know, fortunately, Gunnersville and ARAB have an option where you can go to their school and you pay a fee. But, you know, a lot of, you know, you talk to people in different counties, different parts of the state, that's not the case. And so the idea is this, your zip code should not determine whether or not your kids are, you know, they could be in a failing school and they're stuck forever. And that's such a shame.
So, and here's another piece of this conversation too. You have, for the last couple of years, chaired the Small Business Commission. Am I correct?
That's right.
Yep. The Small Business Commission. I mean, and you take a look at what is economic development, what drives business growth, what helps small businesses. And one of the things that people forget is that education and education rankings is an economic development issue. I mean, people don't want to bring their business here if the quality of life for their people is not going to be good. One of those things they look at is education.
Yeah, no doubt. Education is important. I mean, we've been fortunate in the fact that we do have a lot of good public schools. There's some areas, you know, for instance, like where we are now, Montgomery, the school systems need help. Right. And so this is a tool that's going to help that. There's other pockets of the state where, you know, we don't necessarily do as well. But the idea is this, you know, and this is really what it boils down to. This is what I want the people of Alabama to think about. Should the parents have the decision to figure out what's best for their child? The answer is yes.
There you go.
That's it.
That's the crux of it right there. Who better to make the decision, the system or the parent? And then when it comes to the tax dollars, are those tax dollars there for the system or to educate the child? And right. I think your answer to those two questions is going to be the thing that says what your philosophy about education is.
Yeah.
And then the third question I would say, and I said it today when I spoke to the crowd, you had just walked away, I think, at that point when I was speaking, and I said literally the third question besides those two is, what is the plan? Because we're 50th in the nation, and just continuing to throw money at it is obviously not working, because we've been raising the education budget for the last 10 years with no proration. And there are multiple other states that spend less than us per child and rank higher than us in the rankings. So money is not the issue.
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, so under Riley, the reading initiative worked. And one of the things I'm working on is to make sure, I'm working with a lot of our colleagues on, is to figure out how do we get reading and math back done right. But look, I think charter schools are part of the answer. I think making sure our public schools do better and have more accountability are part of the answer. School choice, part of the answer. Making sure we have qualified teachers and holding them accountable is part of the answer. And so those are some of the things we're working on. But, you know, we're going to make sure my goal, you know, I'm not just doing this for fun. My goal is I want Alabama to win and be the best state. And part of that is in education, we've got to get better, and I'm going to work hard to do it.
And you're an Auburn fan, so you weren't just talking about Roll Tide. You were talking about Alabama, the state.
That's right, yeah. I'm a big Auburn fan, War Eagle, so yeah.
All right, well, Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth, my friend, I appreciate you being on the show. Thank you for your thoughts, your concerns about education, but thank you for what you do for the state as a whole.
Yeah, appreciate your friendship. Always glad to be on.
Good to see you.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, folks, that was Will Ainsworth, the Lieutenant Governor for the state of Alabama. Copper, go ahead and move us to the last break of the day here, or one of the last breaks of the day. We'll be right back with more Right Side Radio. Phil Williams, solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back.